Simplex F is 30 milligrams of the ovary protomorphogen, 15 milligrams of adrenal protomorphogen, 10 of pituitary, and 10 of thyroid. The four legs of the endocrine table, as outlined by Harrower, perfectly supported from a PMG, or growth factor, natural tissue antibody decoy factor by Simplex F. So the woman comes in who's an endocrine mess. I know two things she's going to get. I know this within 2 minutes of the discussion. She's going to get Catalin, and she's going to get Simplex F. Therapeutically, 6 per day. For maintenance, 3 per day. Now, you could do 6 per day long-term because it's not a whole lot of any one protomorphogen. But you notice the dominant part is the ovary or the testicle. That's the part that, as we age, begins to shut down. And as Harrower found, that's when the host of degenerative diseases really kick into high speed. And so it's important, as we age, that we continue to support on a maintenance basis the endocrine system. Indications generally, any need for supporting, but in particular fatigue, menstrual problems, the usual kind of case that comes in. 2 tablets 3 times per day in the initial phase, down to 1 3 times a day, and that can be done long term. Now, I won't go into the lengthy PMG discussion here because most have heard that or it's available elsewhere. But long-term as a preventative, in case there is an inflammatory response that we're not even aware of, having a small amount of that PMG circulating can help the body to do its job without us ever knowing that it happened. On the growth factor side, to help maintain the normal rate of growth and repair, 2 functions that they will serve and do quite nicely.